What up, world? Well, tonight it was a good night. I went to Newport, and it was kind of slow. Like, there was not many people, but I still had a good time. There was a couple of people that I knew, so it was nice. I want to talk about one situation that happened. Like, today, there was this group of girls that I wanted to talk to, and I mean, I danced with one. But then one guy came and he started interacting with them, and he just got him. Like, it was interesting, like, because he didn't dance. He just was doing his verbal skills, which I can tell that he either is a natural or he knows about social dynamics. But hey, props to him. Like, he was really good. So I tried to ask the other girl, but the other girl was captivated with this guy. So I was like, oh man, well, you know what? I'll just keep dancing, and let's see how it goes, or how the night goes. Well, later on, they left. I was unable to interact with them. So I was like, oh, okay, too bad. As the night progressed, one of the girls that I've been talking to, she's down, super cute. I didn't know that she was going to be there, but she came, and she just tapped me in the shoulder out of nowhere, and she was so happy to see me. I was like surprised, because I mean, I have talked to her, but she was like kind of like digging me. I was like, okay. And my mistake was I was like, oh, you know what, just go and check out this room. I'll meet you later, and we'll dance later. So, because sometimes I'm like confident that I will see them, and I mean, that's a good attitude to have. So as the night kept going, I was like, you know what, let me look for this girl. And lo and behold, guess where or who she was talking to, or where she, yeah, like, she was talking to the same guy. And I was like, what? And again, this guy was good. Like, she was also captivated. Like, you should have seen her eyes. Like, she was like, oh, like, you could see glitter on her eyes. So I was like, what? No way. I was like, okay, I'll just come back later. Well, hours passed, and she was still talking to this dude. I was like, dude, what's up with that? You know, to be honest, I felt a little bit of pissed. I was like, man, this guy, like, he got with all the girls that I wanted to talk to, and that's, well, but in the other side, I was like, you know what? I wonder what verbal skills he has. Like, in the past, there has been some other dudes that I have seen that too, that they are very good in social dynamics or in dancing. And before, also, I used to get like a little bit resentful, but now, as I have grown and I got getting more experience, I have become friends with those guys, because those guys, they have taught me like some of these skills, and like, they have become part of my group. So now, I wasn't able to talk to this dude, because he was still talking to the girl that I want to talk to. But I know that if I see him in the future, I will just try to say what's up and give him props and make him a friend, because I suggest you guys to do this. I know that us as men, we are very competitive, and sometimes our ego can get in the way. But seriously, guys, when you see guys better than you, either in dance or verbal skills, at work, or any other activity that you love to do, like, just instead of like feeling a little bit being a hater, just become their friend. Like, try to find out like what they do, so that way you can become better. Like, this has happened to me a lot. And sometimes the guys are cool. Most of the times the guys are cool and they will show you. But sometimes they are totally assholes. So for those ones, I just leave them and I just show him up. And there has been some situations where like the guys were like total jerks, but as they also saw my skills and my the strength of my social group, they became my friends. So either way, like, just focus on becoming allies with those kind of guys. Also, during my downtime, I was my negative thinking, I was like, man, you know what? I have to get back at social dynamics. I have to start going again with my friends from RSD and practice on that, because I remember in the past I wanted to be like that smooth, like to be able to just talk, and I don't have to learn how to dance or expand my social circle. As long as I'm good with verbal skills, I'll be good. But this time I do the same. I give myself a couple minutes to to understand the situation and to get into my senses. So at this moment in my life, I think the best thing that I can do is just keeping focusing on my strengths, bet on my strengths, and keep focusing and expanding my social circles. Yeah, there's temptations. Like, I'm telling you, I want to go back to go and club with my friends from RSD and my friends who are very good in social dynamics. And sometimes I just want to go with my friends who are into drum circle, into music, and just get into that. But I have to be like focused. Like, I know that this is my strength, increasing my social circle. Maybe once I become like really good at this, then I will come back with them. But in the meantime, I'm just going to keep doing this. And one last thing that I want to mention is one of my friends, he... as I was dancing, also that's why it's good to have friends around or wingmans, because they tell you what is wrong or what you can become better on or what you can work on. This guy told me that when I dance, I dance good, but what I should be doing is more eye contact. Not to be like a creep, but more eye contact. And yeah, I have noticed, like, when I dance, I look around because I'm like trying to see, like, try to study the room, like to see who comes with who should I ask later. But he's right. I should focus at the moment and give attention to the girl that I'm dancing with. So work on your eye contact, guys. And that's it for tonight. Keep checking our pictures and the Instagram. The Instagram is social_stoic_dancer, and give me your feedback. I will appreciate it. Your feedback is my oxygen. And like always, guys, keep going at it and keep grinding. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.